One of the largest increases in the amended budget is an additional $58 million for the state health benefit plan. The funding comes after the Board for Georgia's Department of Community Health recently approved changes to the plan. The plan was amended after teachers and other state employees complained about high out-of-pocket costs after the state switched to a cost-sharing arrangement with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia as the sole provider. Senate Democrats did not raise objections to the additional funding, but asked a number of questions about the plan, including this one from Senator Vincent Fort.
Would having more than one provider going forward, could it be or would it be a help, competitiveness, and driving down costs for the state employees?
Republican Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Jack Hill says he doesn't think so because he doesn't believe those who administer the health plan act as true providers. He says the state is actually self-insured, and what is paid out for in claims for 1 year becomes the premiums the state and its employees have to pay for the following year.
They submit a bid based on their ability to deliver the services and the price they would do it, but they're not on the hook for the total cost of claims. We're on the hook.
Senators also approved an extra $3.3 million for child welfare services. The additional amount comes after the recent deaths of two children who are believed to have died after suffering child abuse. The budget also includes approximately $130 million more to pay for kindergarten through 12th grade enrollment growth. The Georgia House passed its own mid-year budget. Now the House and Senate have to agree on one version before it's sent to the governor. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.